There is growing evidence that carbohydrates are vital for a healthy digestive system. Harry Flint works at the Rowett Research Institute, which is part of the University of Aberdeen in Scotland. He talks to Ufik about the detrimental effect carbohydrate diets can have on gut function.
We've done a couple of studies where we took two reduced levels of carbohydrate in diets that we gave to obese people. These were Atkins-type diets. They had elevated protein in them, which helps to produce satiety. But what we were interested in was to see how these diets affected the gut microbiota and the metabolites that they produced. And we're really wanting to know whether there was any potential problem with changes in gut environment that might increase the risk, for example, of colorectal cancer. So what we found is, first of all, there's a disproportionate drop in butyric acid, which is quite an important bacterial product that helps to protect against cancer in the bowel. But also we had saw some other changes. We saw a considerable drop in certain phenolic compounds from dietary fiber, like ferulic acid, which is also considered to be protective. This is on the low-carb diets. And finally, we saw an increase in trosa compounds, and these come from protein through microbial action or direct action. And some of those are known to be carcinogenic, so they actually promote cancer. So in general, we felt that the more extreme diets over a very long period could elevate people's risk of colorectal cancer.
What do we know about the importance of fiber for gut health?
Well, I think we're still working towards that, in the sense that it's fairly clear that we need some form of fiber in the diet, but the real question is what type of fiber, and do you also need resistant starch, which also, like plant fiber, survives through to the large intestine. And I think in another study that we did recently, we showed that high resistant starch and high plant fiber have rather different effects on the gut microbiota and on metabolites, and probably we're going to conclude that a combination of the two would be beneficial, because they confer rather different health benefits. So the plant fiber releases these phenolic compounds, whereas resistant starch is very good at stimulating butyrate production. So probably both together, but we don't have definitive evidence on it.
Food Today. Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From Ufik, the European Food Information Council.